first thing is it's a weighty report. Each time it comes out, it seems to get bigger and bigger. There's some major headlines to the report that came out yesterday. I suppose the first thing of most concern for the UK is that we come top of the league in terms of cocaine use among young people and young adults.
Why is cocaine use so high in Britain?
Difficult to say. There's huge availability. It's got much cheaper. It keeps going. It's a deflationary drug. It goes down in price year on year. 10 years ago, one would have spent merely 80, 85, maybe £100 a gram. Probably get a gram now for between £30 and £40. So one is its cheapness. Two is availability, because there's just so much more of it around. Three is, I think, it's a drug of choice among a lot of young people. Maybe people who have seen communities, you know, destroyed by heroin use think, oh, well, this is a different, safer drug, and, you know, misguided in much of that. Four is, I think, it's a drug seen as being less harmful and used in terms of as a social drug. And five, it is used by people who already have heroin problems and they double up on their drug use.
And there's also a glut of heroin on the world market. There have been two record opium harvests in Afghanistan. How can the UK protect itself against that?
That's very difficult. As a treatment organisation, that's difficult for us to say, because we're not really involved in enforcement and border control. You know, we're far away from it. What we see is the consequences of that. What that means for us is that if there are steady supplies for heroin, and there has been for the last few years, and that looks to increase again next year, people are less likely to be inclined to go into treatment, which is a real worry for us. Because, you know, when there are droughts in heroin supply, then people do think, oh, well, I don't have anywhere to score. I can't, you know, I haven't got any access to more money because price goes up and stuff. And so they do to say, well, maybe I should get myself together. So what it does is, with high availability, again, one could see a lowering price, although that doesn't happen much with heroin. It's very static. But one might see it with a major glut. But the big consequence is people are less likely to want to go into treatment.
The EU agency did say, though, that there were signs that, although a quarter of all Europeans have tried cannabis, its use was declining across Europe. Is that your experience?
Our experience, well, in our young people service, in our young people ad action services, it's still really a drug of choice. You know, it's still one of the first drugs around. Certainly here in Scotland, it's still very popular among young people and across all communities and all sections of our communities. So I don't think we have much evidence base of that. We would have to go back into our own recording and delve further into that. But from our experience, no, we wouldn't. That doesn't feel real for us at this moment.
What does this report say about drug-related deaths?
Well, unfortunately, we've seen another rise across the UK and a significant rise here in Scotland with regards to drug-related deaths. It tends to be heroin use. There's some mention of methadone use being quite high up there. The one bit that the report doesn't deal with, because it only concerns itself with illicit drug use, is the amount of diazepam present in drug-related deaths. So that, because it's a prescription drug, it doesn't show very highly. The other thing that the report does suggest quite strongly is that the highest risk group tends to be men leaving prison, or certainly men who have left prison within the last 3 months. So we have to be absolutely 100% tight in our true care arrangements from prison back into the community and make sure that there's no breakdown in treatment.